So we said yesterday that we distinguish between the gezeira that we made subsequently when people were claiming that they did something to show that they actually had done it amazing, and because of that, we answered it. That's how we wanted to distinguish between our mission and the case later when it changed after the gezeira. So we distinguish that gezeira where it's reasonable to expect that people would have done such a thing because it's advantageous. And that's the difference between mitzvamik v'ravo and mitzvamik v'yafalo. So today the Gemara asks, how do we view beitim? Are beitim considered to be yafalahem or ralahem by leaving them on the fire too long? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Yishmol b'Rabbi Yossi. Say, Abba alal beito, umatzah sham beitim. We should be able to learn it from this case. He says that my father went into the house and found that the beitim had been left on the fire. V'yassah. And he told us we couldn't use them. So apparently he holds the beitim. And mitzamek v'yakolayim. But he went and he found chamin, he found water that had been left. And that he said, that's mutter, because it's mitzamek v'ralo. The longer I leave it there, the less water I'm going to have. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nasa, b'shem Reb Chama bar Chanina, ani v'aba alinu l'chamat gader. We went up to Chamat Gader, v'evil panenu beitim k'tanim k'ozardim, v'tamam yafa k'tankrisim. They brought us eggs that had been cooking for months, that were so tiny, they were the size of ozardim. That's how much they had been cooked down to. And they were absolutely as delicious and sweet as a pinkrenchin, whatever those are. Tani, lo tamale ishakidira asasiyot v'tormesin v'titneim l'tokhatanur. A woman is not allowed to take these various legumes. We've had them many times, and one of them was those stuff with the grizzing salvatormesin. I forgot what they're called again, though. Yeah, they sell them in the States also in the little clear plastic packages. And, she shouldn't do this close to Shabbos. If she did such a thing, so then there are certain even Lamatrei Shabbos after they she asked her. As long as it would have taken to make them a Matrei Shabbos, we offer it, because otherwise the claim that it was, well, we'll see actually. Ravako Amar B'mezid Kareli Meir. When it says that there are also Matrei Shabbos because she asked her, that's only talking about where it was done B'mezid. And it's only, I'll leave it to Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds that if it's done the Mezi, you can only eat it the Mitzvah Shabbat. And when it says the Mitzvah Shabbat, it means the Mitzvah Shiyasu. That's what Rabbi Meir meant. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's talking about over here B'shogeg, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shogeg yochol Mitzvah Shabbat. And he meant Mitzvah Shabbat the Mitzvah Shiyasu. Rabbi Yossi is correct. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it says, Anoteya b'shabbos b'shogeg yekayin, b'mezid yakor, b'shviyas bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yakor, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just the opposite. But if it's b'shabbos bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yakor, he will pad vorim. So that b'shviyas b'shogeg yekayin b'mezid yakor, and b'shabbos bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yakor, mipnei shahanayat shabbat, Allah, because you're not allowed to be nene from the Maitre Shabbos, and over here, you're always going to be nene from the Maitre Shabbos, because whatever is going to continue to grow is continuing to grow from there. The Khan, so therefore over here also, where it says that it's also in the Maitre Shabbos, and it requires a shir for this day shiyasu, in order to avoid you ever having any hanah from what was done on Shabbos, if it wasn't the Maitre Shiyasu, it turns out that you're going to be nana, but mikima shatama hamtenu matzei shabbos afkidei. But since you're waiting long enough to have done whatever you're being nana from after Shabbos already, so it's kemishin lo nana after Shabbos kulum. So for all intents and purposes, it's as if you were not nana because you were mamtin, so it's not considered to be a mevasho on Shabbos. So this is only Rabbi Yehuda who says such a sevara. Because if you're going to say this far is going according to Rabbi Meir, and it's talking about that he did it b'mezid, so then there's no din of waiting until you can do it. There's no b'chdei yasu, because Rabbi Meir holds, the raya is that according to Rabbi Meir, b'shogeg, you can even eat it on Shabbos. So according to him, it's not that maisha Shabbos be'etzem, you're not supposed to be men from. So in which case, the only sense of saying Why wait for Chesi Hasu? It's because there's a sheet that holds that the might of Shabbos for Seir a problem. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The sins over here, you waited long enough. There's no being nena for might of Shabbos. Matam the Rabbonin, what about why were the Rabbonin ready to be gozer on Shviyas and they weren't gozer on Shabbos? And they're mamish extremes. And when it comes to Shviyas, they were gozer shogeg. When it comes to Shabbos, they weren't gozer even mazer. How do you explain that? Well, very simple. Next, do all our Shviyas. Well, next, do all our Shabbat Tolkien. And Shviyas, you have to be gozer because otherwise people will claim that something was done for shogeg and then they don't mind, they'll do it amazer. McCain came on Shabbos, nobody's going to do something amazer, so therefore you're under pressure on the shogeg. Another reason is because of the publicity. You count number of years from Shemitah. So the Mela, you're going to be counting when it's Arla. So now if it turns out, somebody's going to say, it's not Arla, how could it not be Arla? I mean, you must have planted it after Shemitah. Well, actually, this is going to come out, that everybody's always going to know that it was planted during Shemitah. Because there's no Gehla Halacha forever. I mean, for at least for Shemitah and for Netar Avoid. So Menela, we can't allow you, you can't be Nenna from that thing. What's the difference between Shogeg and Mazer? But Ein Monin, they're certainly not going to count with Shabbat Tolkien. We're going to say that we know exactly that it was on Shabbos that you planted something. So therefore, we don't have a chashash in this case. Hey Chavira, what the Maisa would be all of the differences between them. I mean, if you're going to say, let's say, Nata, but there's a difference between the two things. Let's say Nata pachot b'shloshim yom l'sein shviyas, v'nichnas al shviyas. So let's say that you planted it 30 days before, less than 30 days before, and now it's shviyas. In temar chashad, in temar chashad. You're going to tell me that the svara is over here, that we're afraid you're going to do it on purpose, right? And maybe you're going to go ahead and plant during Shviyas itself. Well, you're planted before Shviyas. That the gezeira, we're certainly going to make a gezeira to set the Shviyas. That's certainly like a gezeira to Asa because people will come maybe to do it for them. No, we don't do. Now, Shankar, if you tell me in Tamar Moni, you're going to tell me it's because Prophet Shloshim Yom you have to count from Shviyas because the first year didn't count because of what? Then 30 days, and you still have the same problem. People are going to say, no, wait a second. When did you plant this tree? How could it be not Arla now? So then it'll be clear that the guy had planted it either in Shviyas or within 30 days of Shviyas, and in either case, it was Asher. So that's the difference between the two pshatim. Nata pachot mishloshim yom l'tzei mitzvay Shviyas, and if it's a shminis, and the opposite would be true in the other way. Let's say you planted it within 30 days of the end of Shviyas, and now it's going into the eighth year. So if you're going to tell me and that it's al shad, so then lechora we don't have that problem because now it's going to be counted in al shad, right? Because over here it's going to be counted as mitzvah shviyas. The prophet. I mean, and moaning, not what did I say, shot, I meant moaning. If it's going to be counted, moaning, there's no problem, because we're counting when it's actually it. It's 30 days close to the next year. So there's no problem. If you're going to tell me because of shot, then obviously we're afraid that the guy is going to claim that he planted a mitzvah, that he planted it for shogeg, and he didn't really. The Ashi Kamandi Omar, it's a whole problem over here. It should say like this. Kshat, in temar, in kan, so then modi. The Asya, kamandi omar, mipne chashat. The Ram, kamandi omar, monim, as usual, it's one of these reverse, kamandi omar, monim, then it would be a problem. But come to shogeg, got to maze it, because we have to be koneg to shogeg because of the maze, because since they count the orla from the shviyat, so there's no difference between shogeg and mazir. Says the Mishnah Lacha Beis, Parak Beis, in Tumim, in Tumim Yimina Shenomino, in Taram, in Tumah for Tumah. We'll see that we learn that from the Torah. You cannot use one species to determine another species. Again, we're going through the latter half of the Parak, those things that even if you do are not Tumah. So first we went to the people that can't determine as not Tumah. We'll go through also now the things that are not Tumah. So if you take from one species on another species, it's not truma ibri yavin. Kol min chitin efer. However, any type of wheat is still called wheat. You're going to use dark wheat on light wheat, red wheat on brown wheat, and so on. That's still chita. Kol min te'enim ve'grogrot ve'la efer. Not only that, but every different type of fig, and even a fig that's dried, or a fig that's put into a fig cake, a vela, which is pressed, that you can take out from one to the other. And the Gemara is going to go through, when you take out, what allowances you make for volume or weight and that kind of thing. Because obviously you measure them differently. The term is elze. Kol min, it could be term in either direction. From the grogros on the same, and the same on the grogros. Kol mokom shiyesh kohen. If you're in a locale where there's a kohen that you can give the truma to, always be term in a yaseh. But if there's a place where there's no kohen, you don't know how long you may have to keep it, kohen in a yaseh. So then instead of giving a fresh fig, it's better to give a dry fig, because then if it takes a half year for the kohen to show up, you'll have what to give him. If anything, you take the best thing, it's going to end up spoiling quickly. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is the act of truma to be from the best that you could possibly have. If the coin doesn't show up, the coin doesn't show up. But you're supposed to take off chela. If you don't take off chela, you're not doing it right. So it means batzal katan shalem, velo chatzi batzal gadol. The Judah says, no. Chatzi batzal gadol, because the chatzi batzal gadol is more kosher than a small batzal that has no kashivas. So you can take the tzalim that grow in the city and that are, have a lot of artificial growth stuff in them and so on, better than taking wild ones and not kofrim al b'nei medina, simply because because the politicians, if you go to a political party, what you're going to eat? Politics, and under the politicas, of course, was the chosh of the people, not necessarily that they had a view on politics. But they would be eating the ma'achal of medina, not the ma'achal of organic foods. Don't bring us organic foods, bring us,
give us
the good stuff. So you have to take from the good stuff. With the open of Hashem Rav Yana, we saw this before. There's three midrashes which any idiot reads the pasuk, he knows what it says. This is one of them. Kol chelav yitar. Kol chelav tirosh v'dagah. Now note that it stresses chelav twice, to tell me that chelav yitar to itself and chelav tirosh v'dagah to itself. But we're not quite certain at this point what Rabbi Yochanan was trying to prove in the pasuk. So we ask, Manach Kayamim, exactly when he was referring to what is evident over here. What precisely did he mean to teach us that is evident? I mean, if what he meant to say is that, well, it seems to be saying over here only Tirosh v'yitar, but you would be allowed to take from Tirosh on Dagan, or you'd be able to take Dagan on Tirosh. I mean, then you'd have to ask yourself, Hativon, Hare Tirosh v'yitar, Hare Shnei Minei Ilan v'in Tomin Amatrim v'yitar. If you can't even take off from Shemen on the Yayin, or Yayin on Shemen, both of which grow on a tree, and you're not allowed to. So certainly you would not be allowed to. Dormar Matosh Mitzah, Shem Yuchadim, Shem Shnei Minei Ilanim, Tomin Amatrim v'yitar. So certainly I will be able to offer any Marbesh, Shnei Minei Shed Bagan. For sure I can't be take off from an Ilan on a Bagan. And I could also learn that any two species should be dragon, should be tua. So essentially, what Rabbi Yochanan meant was the simple shot in the pasuk. What Rabbi Yochanan meant to say is, if the Torah is stressing chela separately for yitzar and chela separately for dragon, obviously you can't take out yitzar and dragon. And for that matter, it's coming to set up a model. No one species on any other species. That this group of what he was trying to say. It's evident in the pasuk. Now we said kol min chitin echad, but two separate types are all considered to be the same. What do we mean? Well, we mean l'chein tzricha, this is coming to teach us that afilo min agadun al shamti. These were two different types. One was a whitish one, one was a reddish one. Even from an agadun, a white on a shamti, on a brownish or reddish one, or min shamti al agadun, that's still called wheat. The next thing the Mishnah says was teinim grogrot ve'la'achatim.
And we said we're Tarmina Meister Mizalzah, but when we're Tarmina Meister Mizalzah, how are we Tarmina Meister Mizalzah? The Tani Tarmin Te'inim Ala Grogro, if you're going to take off Te'inim for Grogro, then the thing to do is to count. Minyan, you take off the same number. You're talking over your Truma Gedola. Obviously, your Truma's Meister, we'd have a problem because it has to be precise. But the Truma Gedola, what you do is, you take from the Te'inim are large, and you take them off on the Grogros, which are already all shlungen, so that you end up giving a lot, which is fine. But don't do it the other way, to be Torim B'midah, because if you're going to be Torim B'midah, you say, I'll take a basket of Te'inim that are mostly water, because they're well hydrated, but I'll take that off for 50 baskets of Grogros, which might weigh 10 times as much because they're all dried out now. So that you can do if you want to do a buy in yata. And here you'd be doing a buy in raw. And on the other hand, if you do it the opposite way, so that the grogrot ala teinim, then on the contrary, then take the midah. Then you're going to be taking off more by using the same basket. Avalot teinim ala grogrot the midah, avalot grogrot ala teinim the minyan. Don't take advantage of the difference between them. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer sale teinim the grogrot min echanim. The terminal maestrin mize alze. You can, in fact, we can, because we'll see really from Machlokas whether he was referring to both directions, or he was referring only to the direction where you're going to be marred, but we'll see from Machlokas what Rabbi Shmuel meant, Richard and Elio meant over here. But in any event, he's saying, it's okay, just look at it as basket. Now, he might have meant only if you're going in the direction from Grogros on Teinim, where it would be a chumrah to look at the basket.
I know that my dad used to take from the mukta. The mukta is called the mukta because you were mikatser te'inim there. You left them there to dry. So that's another way of saying dry te'inim is the grogrot. So he would take 10 grogrot off for 90 te'inim. Right? And because we consider the grogrot to be the equivalent of the, we're talking about Truma's Meister over here. So it was a tenth, in other words. And we're looking at them, No, it's Te'inim in the Kakola. We're looking on the unit. In other words, we're looking at them as units for Truma's Meister, and we're saying that is one tenth. Because even though these are dried, but we look at them as though they are the equivalent in wet. So you have only the total of 100 teinim. What do I care what they look like right now? So take off 10 out of 100, and that's fine. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Mima. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, okay, so what we should do is, at ro'eh et atzamek yirutafak. In other words, you're taking grogrot, which are timukim, they're all dried out, they're desiccated, and you're saying, well, since they were once tafuchim, so they were once now just like these te'inim. So now I can do it in both directions. I can take grogrot on te'inim by number as well, in which case I could count out the numbers. So when Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says you can be tarmin mizeh alzeh, when he was saying in basket, he didn't mean you could take it in basket. He meant you could take a basket of grogrot on te'inim. You couldn't take a basket of te'inim on the grogrot, because in terms of the units, that's not fair. You're taking much less. Yeah, no, I'm saying that means you'd have to number them. Right? How could he have meant to take Shimon ben Gamliel that you could take just an equivalent basket of the same size when you're ending up taking half the number or third the number? The native is Salim.
Wait. I have to find a place. Hold on one second.
So then, what would you be doing? What, you'd be taking the salim the way they are, that would end up in the other direction, would end up to be a problem. With Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, train our morning, that we have a machlokas over here. If Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, so they say,
like this. As he says about the Kesalon Kamodinan, since we're considering the Grogrot to be the equivalent now of the Te'enim, so you if you're taking off in Kamodinan a similar Salim, you can take one saw on nine saw, so then according to a Shimon Gamaliel, you would be able to do it in both directions. And he's claiming that you look at it the way it is, not the way it was, that they were, as if they were tefuchim, and that you're able to go ahead in both directions. So they said, train Adrim, derech hatafach yitzmok, but ain derech hatamuk yitzvah. That's because the big difference, if you're starting off with something which is tapuach, then it's normal for something that is tapuach to go and shrink when it's put in the sun. But who ever heard of taking a fig and turning it back into a ta'ina? So you cannot look at it in both directions as being the same. So if you're going to, according to this, if I'm going to go ahead, I would have to take larger salim, if you're going to take ta'inim on grogro, and you hold that you need to match them up. So according to the Yom, you would have to take large salim, and then you could use, so what we should do is take the word Masav Salim Rav Ravin to a line down, two lines down. So Masav Salim Rav Ravin the Te'inaya is part of Rav Yirmiya. So Rav Yirmiya was saying that means you take a look at Ro'ina that Tamek Ti'ilu Tafah, you look at it as if it's already swollen, as if it's still swollen, because it was swollen. And if you're going to do Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Masav Salim Rav Ravin the Te'inaya, if you're going to be taking Te'inaya on Grogrot, take larger Salim, but you can't use the same Salim, obviously, because then you're going to be, now that we look at Grogrot as if they were the way they were originally, so how can you even imagine? You have to imagine that they're much bigger than they were. And therefore, you have to use large Salim to the Te'inim on small Salim for the Grogrot. So Derek has Samat Mitzvah. Because since the norm is that the Te'inim goes down, but the Tzamuk never goes up, right? So therefore, we look at them as if they are, we don't care about the fact that they were Tzvukot, according to Rav Yossi. Because right now, they are in the matzav that they will always be. In which case, that's considered to be the way that the Te'ina is. The fact that it was Tzvukot before doesn't matter to us, because they'll never change. Therefore, you do not have to. They're arguing, and they're saying, Nasav Salim Kamadi Inun. You see? So the same size. The Nasav Salim Kamadi Inun is what the Yonah and Rabbi Yonah are saying, that they're a tzamak tzorach. Things got here a little bit messed up. So that the last part was actually part of Rabbi Yonah. Take Salim rather than the Te'inaya. Whereas Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yonah are saying, no. Things only go in one direction. So they go in one direction, each one is considered to be an equivalent unit. I don't care about the fact that they were once big. And therefore, take something to Madi and take them the way they are right now. Because since the Grogrot are seen as being the full equivalent of the Te'inim, so you can take off Te'inim or Grogrot. It doesn't matter, but that's the norm of a Te'inah. This is a Te'inah and that's a Te'inah. If you tell me that we could exchange one for the other, we can make a Tzamuk business, fine. Then you're saying, okay, so now that's not really a Te'inah, it's a different state. But if you're saying the Te'inah always ends up being Tzamuk, and the Tzamuk never ends up being a Te'inah, so a Te'inah is now a Tzamuk, essentially, same thing. That's how we look at it. So we understand, that's what I said to you earlier, that it's really my quote, because I don't understand Rav Shimon Gamaliel. Is Rav Shimon Gamaliel saying you could just exchange? And the children were able to say, no, you can't exchange with Kula. So this group are not working with Rav Yonah Rav Yossi over here. And Rav Yossi, and Rav Yirmiya rather, who was saying that Meimar Adroat Atamek Ilu Tafak. Right? But we just reversed it. So Salim Kabadi Inan is Rav Yonah Rav Yossi, and Salim Rav is Bitainaya is Rav Yirmiya. As usual, we messed up the implication. Omar lo, so Rav Acha, Tainit, Rav Yonah, Rav Yossi, that if it should say Havi Basar. Rav Akiva asked on this and said Rav Yilah also holds this. That came Rabbi Yilah, Rabchum. Your Rebbe, who is Rabbi Yilah, he asked from the following. Kaman Tanina, Ki Beitza Ochlim Shinichan Bechama, Vinitmaatu. Bechain Kizayas should say Bechain. Bechain Kizayas bin Anavel of Echadashim Nasheret. Or Kizayas Pizel, or Kizayas Noser, Kizayas Chela. All of these things where you started off with a shear, and then you go ahead and you put them in the sun, and now they dry out. So now you don't have a shear of a kibbutz to be matame, or you don't have a kizayas of things that are or tumas yotz in the hand. You don't have a kizayas of the shear that normally makes tuma, which is true of nevela or noiser or pigo or sheretz or adashim or sheretz. Now they become tahor because now they're tahor from the shear. The kibbutz will not be matame achem. Obviously, it doesn't mean tahor because. Tahor would mean that it itself is tahor. You don't need a kibbutz to be tameh, but it can't be matameh something else. The pig of an author says that tahor means that it's pocket mishir, so to speak. Now, it says over there that if you put it in the rain, and now they get wet, and they get rehydrated, then they are tameh, because they can go back to being tameh into what they are. The Romayo Amre, Vushiyat Izayat Meikor. Now, they said, but that this is doctor, it says in the mission, you can go back to what it was, that's talking about that they started off with a shear. But if for Chabchila there weren't a shear, and now you went ahead and you made them a shear by adding water, so then it's considered to be tar still. But even now it is larger than a shear, because we say that there was never a shear in the first place. You obviously can't add a shear to tumah from water. Right? So now, that's not because they hold that it's not the derech of a tzamak to be kafua, right? It's that what we're saying over here is because what it's tafak is because it's not ishur, it's because it's water. But if it is tafak to go back to the way it is, then in fact we would view it the way it is. Whereas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, Abba Pisha ain't kizayit yikara. They say, no, the Mishnah is not going back on the first case where you started with the Kazayas, now went less than the Kazayas, now you put it back. There's a separate clause in the Mishnah, and it's saying, if you have less than a shear, and it now becomes hydrated to the point that it expands, and it becomes now a shear, it is considered to be tameh. And so, in other words, they don't hold up this far of the Ramay that, well, if it wasn't a shear here, it turns out you're being shemek on the water. So it comes out that essentially this is the makorkas that we have between Rav Yonah and Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yonah, Rav Yosi, and Rav Yirmiyah. Because according to Rav Yonah and Rav Yosi, they say, well, it only goes in one direction. Because what are you going to do? Even if you put the fig out into the water, it would just be water now that's being so fast. Right? Whereas Rav Yirmiyah was saying, well, we don't worry about that. So that, according to him, something which was originally tamuk, and now it becomes sofeach, we should look at it the way it is now, because now it's tapuach. And that's essentially what Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is saying over here. We look at what's in front of us. Okay, so that's the shaila of how to understand what Shirin Gamliel boils down to the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in this Mishnah and the Ramai in this Mishnah. Okay, what do we have to meet? Okay, so we're catching up. Almost got up.